Artist Open House is a place where creative people talk about their work in their own words, not just what they do, but why and what inspires them to continue. I'm Jay Anderson. In July and August, Hazel Belvo and Marsha Casey Cushmore's latest paintings graced the Johnson Heritage Post in Grand Marais. Their work is grounded in the environment, but is thoroughly abstract. Before their exhibit opened, I spoke with them about the way they see and respond to the world in which they are immersed. Those of you who are familiar with these two women's work are going to be somewhat surprised. And let's talk about the surprise. The images I'm seeing are new to me. So, Marsha, you've always done abstract work.
Yes.
More so than I think Hazel has.
Maybe. My work is even more abstract than it used to be.
Too. I noticed.
Taking closer.
Talk to me what about it is. I'm particularly interested in the concept of the trees, bark.
Yes. Well, I am an abstract painter and an environmental painter, trying to call attention to the extraordinary and the ordinary. And so I've been focusing on the sky and water and birch stands and so on. And then I am a hiker also. I started looking how beautiful the markers, or the blazes, you call them, on the Superior hiking trail are next to the birch. And so I went in much closer and just painted the birch and bits of marker. And now I've gone even closer and closer. And so my part of this is abstracting nature to the point that you wouldn't know it looks like a pure abstract painting, but it really is pretty much bark.
Well, Hazel, you've done a lot of, I wouldn't call them, representational or figurative in any sense, but what you're doing now, particularly in the All That Jazz series, is quite abstract.
Well, yeah, well.
It's not non-figurative in any way. Tell me how you do that.
Music is abstract, isn't it?
There's the point.
And, I was just thinking, like Marsha said, being environmental, when you put on music and it becomes your environment. And so if you're totally involved with the image and the act and process of painting, and music is your environment, then it's a kind of natural thing to do, to respond to it with your body. Back in the middle 60s, I did a number of paintings based on Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Kandinsky did that, and it was a very interesting thing to do. And so I just sort of revisited that. And then I have some paintings that were inspired by pieces like from Fats Waller and Thelonious Monk and of course Breon Morrison and some of his own composition.
Our listeners need to know that Breon is Hazel's son.
Yeah.
And does play wonderful jazz, great guitarist, and does an awful lot of work here in Cook County. So tell me, jazz is one thing, but I also noticed something about the old Zinfandel vines.
Old Zinfandel vines, yes.
And Marcia, you were out with Hazel
in Sonoma. We spend part of each winter in Sonoma, painting and enjoying the wine.
And we call it, we take what we call a studio and a backpack.
Really?
Yes, which is very good paper and gouache paint. And we go out and look at nature, sometimes paint from it. Hazel, particularly the old Zin vines. Me, eucalyptus. There's a lot of eucalyptus images in this because there's so many gorgeous colors in eucalyptus trees. So anyway, our studio and a backpack is very good gouache and very good paper and a couple of brushes, and we've all the time in the world out there to paint. We go out in the day, and then at night, that's what we mostly do.
And we were, the first time we were out there, and it's in the early spring, like March, February, March, April, when there are no leaves on the vines. And we were driving over a hill and looked down on this field. Well, I've painted the spirit tree for so many years.
Right.
I've always been just in love with that tree and identify with it. So when I looked down on this field of vines they looked like a whole field of little spirit trees. So I was very moved by that. And so I started to really paint them seriously and learn a lot about them. And they're Zinfandel. And Marcia, too, paints the has some images of the vines.
Well, now you both mentioned now that you are environmental. not I wouldn't want to say environmental painters, but you're environmentally inspired. Talk just a little bit about why that's important and how is art important in transmitting that sense?
Well, art is a wonderful transmitter of ideas and passions and so on. And so if you focus on nature, hopefully people will start seeing it differently, those who need to. And those who are intimate with our nature up here, I think, will appreciate them. But it's also important that we call attention, I think, to people who are more blasé than some. And so they will start treasuring these. You know, think of what we'll lose if we start fracking up here. Think of what we'd lose if they brought in heavy industry here or chopped down all the trees. I mean, it's very sad that so many of the birch trees have reached their maturity and are dying off. So that's one reason I'm capturing them, try to capture them. So it's just any chance you get, any chance I get anyway, to exercise my strong beliefs, like particularly political ones, in a variety of ways, I'm going to grab.
Mm-hmm. And I always think about, Martin Buber's principle of the I-Thou principle. And so if people respond and take in nature and learn more about it, and you can project that aesthetically, then they'll care more about our earth and our environment. So I think art does that in a really wonderful way.
Well, we're going to have the opportunity to experience that from two extremely fine painters, Marcia Casey Cushmore and Hazel Belvo. Could be one of the biggest things you do this year. Turn out and show up to see it. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.